Welcome to another thrilling episode of Soul on Sports. This is my first episode on YouTube. So I'm hoping I can get me some followers. Y'all come check me out, man. I'm going to have me some good content on here and some guests as we go along also. Like I said, first episode of Soul on Sports. Check out my banner. Let's get this thing going, man. The divisional round is here for the NFL, man. Last week, the wild card weekend. Wasn't very wild. Of course, the Cowboys game was wild. Everything else was kind of a blowout. The Cowboys game was the probably the best game of the Wild Card weekend. We'll get into that later in my thoughts on what the Cowboys should do moving forward. Let's break down to the division round. Forget about last week. Let's move on to this week, baby. AFC, Bengals, Titans. Joe Burrow and those boys are going into. Played Derrick Henry. He's back. He hadn't played, man, since week 8. I do believe he had 1,000 yards in 8 games. Some crazy number like that. Can he keep that up? I don't know, man. That's going to be very tough for him to come back off that tough injury and lead this team like he did in years past. Are they going to depend on him to do everything, or are they going to just, hey, man, we're just going to work you in slowly. We still got this other back we got from UT. He's playing good, too. We're going to slowly get you maybe 15, 20 carries. Or he's going to go all in and give King Henry the ball every time like they used to do. It's a scary situation for the Titans because they won the division, and they're also the one seed in the AFC. So they don't want to screw up their chemistry. I know they almost lost the last game against Houston, but that's a division game. But they won a lot of good football games without Derrick Henry. Now they got to fit him back in. Things been flowing pretty smooth without him. Now they're starting to get all the players back. I've seen this in bad for teams in the past. We got this other guy back, he hadn't played. Now we're going to put him in the playoffs, and sometimes those guys end up losing. I'm not sold. But Joe Burrow and those boys look good against the Raiders last week. They looked up and down all year, but that's because they're a young football team. Young football teams always struggle in the playoffs. For the most part, the Titans are battle-tested. They were in the AFC Championship game just a few years ago. Remember that, all my Titan fans out there, you know who I'm talking about. Just a few years ago, they're in the AFC Championship game and had the Chiefs on the ropes. But to beat the champ, you got to knock him out. And they didn't knock out Kansas City a few years ago, so they had their shot, just like San Francisco had their shot at beating Kansas in the Super Bowl. They didn't do that either, but all that being said, man, we're looking for a good football game. Bengals, Titans. Let me see who I'm going to pick in that game. I'm going to go home team. I mean, the Titans worked hard to get that one seed. I was leaning back and forth. Who am I going to pick? Am I going to go Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase? Man, those guys look good. But that run defense for the Bengals is very suspect. And they lost another player from their run defense last week. Got hurt. I think he tore his Achilles. So if you already have a suspect run defense coming into the game and you lose players before that game, those guys are your best shot and they're not really that good, I got to go with the Titans. I got a feeling that because the Titans, they're another team that will stick to the run. They will run the ball down your throat all day long. So I'm going to go with the Titans to move on to the AFC Championship game. And that's right. And it will be in Tennessee. I think that's the first time ever. Next game in the AFC, man, we got the Bills and the Chiefs. Rematching the AFC Championship game from a year ago, man. This is probably going to be the loudest stadium in the playoffs. It looks like I'm sweating, y'all. It looks like I'm going to be the loudest game, man. Bills Mafia is showing up to Kansas City. You know, for years, we always talked about how loud the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium was. The fans were really loud. And barbecue smells. A lot of things going on at Kansas City Stadium. This game is going to be live, man. Because you know those Bills Mafia, man, they ain't never won nothing for a Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl many times, but they're hungry. The Bills Mafia is hungry for a championship, man. They want to get back to that bowl. They won't be playing Dallas this year, but they want to get back. Are they ready? The only thing that's holding the Bills back, in my opinion, they don't have a run game. If they had a run game, they could probably beat the Chiefs. That means they can control the clock. They got Allen. Allen's a very good quarterback. They have good tight ends, nice wide receivers. Allen's their best running back, which is always tough for a team. I don't remember too many teams that have gone to the Super Bowl when your quarterback's your best running back. Give me an occasion. I don't really remember that happening too often. And the Chiefs are the Chiefs. The Bills beat them earlier this year, but that was before the Chiefs got going. And now they're rolling, man. And last week, they embarrassed the playoff team last week they played. I can't go against Patrick Mahomes at home. Allen is probably going to end up being a shootout. The Bills don't want that, but I think that's going to be a shootout. And I don't think the Bills are going to be able to hang with all those weapons. And now he's not focused on one or two guys. He's throwing it to everybody. Patrick Mahomes is getting even better. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Thought about picking the Bills, but I didn't. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home to win that football game and set up a rematch of the AFC Championship game from a couple years ago. The Chiefs have been there a lot lately, man. Chiefs, man, lately you've been going to Super Bowls, won one, lost one, trying to get back to another one. Probably should be on your third or fourth shot if you wouldn't have jumped off sides when you were playing New England when they had Tom Brady. But that's another argument for another day. Those are my picks for the AFC. Let's get to the NFC, man. Niner gang, those 49ers, they in the divisional round, man. They're playing against the Packers. How'd they get there? They just beat up on the Dallas Cowboys. They run the ball down the throat, created a crazy environment for the home team. Their fans were crazy, just like I thought they would be. For some reason, the 49ers fans, they travel like no other. I don't know if they already live here in Texas because everyone from Cali is moving here or they travel here to watch the game. I don't know. But all I do know is those fans were running half of that stadium. People can say what they want, man. Oh, that's embarrassing. Those Cowboys, that's our stadium. It's embarrassing. Hey, man, it ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. You weren't saying that when you go on the road. All your fans are taking over the stadium because that happens every time the Cowboys play on the road. No matter where they play, it's a bunch of Cowboy fans. So this is not something they're used to, but it happened to them this past weekend. And they try to turn Dak Prescott into a Michael Vick / Lamar Jackson quarterback and run it on third down for a first down with no timeouts left and only 14 seconds. And he tried to blame the referees for it. They didn't spot the ball fast enough. Just a mess, man. All that being said, 49ers won. The run game, their defense, beat the Cowboys, deserved the win. Now they got to play those Packers. The Packers haven't played because they've been on the bye week. That's what you do when you win your conference. Nowadays, it's only one team that gets a bye week in these conferences, which I think is okay, man. Everybody needs a bye week. Bye weeks don't always benefit these teams. Anyway, sometimes you're better off playing. The Packers, man, haven't been to the Super Bowl in 10-plus years, man. That last time, actually, the Packers that played in the Super Bowl, it was in Jerry World down there in Arlington, Texas, before Dak was even there. Aaron Rodgers took them boys to the Super Bowl and won it in Jerry World. Pissed off a lot of Cowboy fans, and they don't like the Packers either because Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre always breaks their heart over the years. So he went into the stadium and won the Super Bowl. And this time it's going to be in L.A., the Super Bowl I'm speaking of. The Niners are trying to get back to California and trying to keep playing. Are they going to not go? Are they going to go back to Cali and empty their lockers and get ready for the offseason? Or are they going to beat the Packers? I don't think they're going to beat the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is the most disciplined quarterback in the NFL. You can say what you want. He's extra off the field. Some of the things he does, I don't like. Not that he cares what I think, but he's extra. But when you play like Aaron Rodgers does, you can be extra, if you know what I'm saying. You can be a little quirky if you can throw touchdowns and lead teams to potential championships like he does. People are willing to put up with that when you have the talent of Aaron Rodgers. And I just don't see the 49ers beating. The 49ers played a great game last week. Not a great game, good enough to win. Dallas played terrible. My eyes, too many penalties. The Packers are going to win this ball game. I know the Niners have a great running game. that's what they lean on, and they lean on it heavily because they do not want to put all their hopes and dreams into Jimmy G. The Italian Stallion is not going to get them to the Super Bowl. They went there a few years ago, and that's because of that running game. You remember the 49ers played in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay, I believe. They ran the ball down Green Bay's throat. They're going to try to do the same thing this week. But I just think the Packers, with that, with their running game, they all got their own solid running game. 49ers got a few hurt players. Green Bay starting to get back all their starters. On their offensive linemen and some D linemen they had out, they're going to be back playing this week. So I'm going to go with the Packers to take care of business at home. And the final game that I'm going to talk about is going to be the Rams and the Bucks, man. This is my upset special. That's right. I'm picking the Rams over the Bucks, man. The only upset I'm picking this week. I got a feeling that defense from the Rams are going to dominate up front. And they're going to put their top corner on Mike Evans. They're going to shut down Mike Evans. And the only people they're going to have to worry about is Gronk and maybe Cameron Brate. Everybody else they can cover. But that front four, and they're going to blitz from time to time, is going to put some serious pressure on old Tommy Boy. I don't think he's going to be the holdup. Not saying he's going to play terrible, but it's going to be so many men in his face. Pause, that doesn't sound right. There's going to be so much pressure on him that he won't be able to hold him back, man. And those old quarterbacks, when you blitz them right up the gut, those feet get to shuffling and falling and tripping, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to put so much pressure on Tommy Boy. I don't think he's going to be able to hold up, man. Now, don't get me wrong. I have my worries about Matthew Stafford. Sometimes he thinks he's still playing for the Detroit Lions, still throwing picks, still playing terrible, doing what he did for years when he played for Detroit. Like I say, look down on your jersey. It says Rams. The Rams don't have a long history of winning, but they only have spent a lot of money. And he gave you a lot of weapons. You got all the receivers. You got all the running backs. You got the tight end. Your offensive line's a little bit shaky, but it's good enough. Your defense is outstanding. Matthew Stafford, look at me. What you need to do is be the point guard of this football team. Distribute the ball to your playmakers and let them do their thing. Same thing Prescott should have been doing. Don't be a superhero. If it ain't there, check it down. Run out of bounds. Like Bill Parcells used to say, a punt is always better than a turnover. These quarterbacks try to save the world. And, oh, man, I think I can fit that ball in there. I know I can't see that receiver, but if I throw it this direction, if it ain't there, don't try to be Superman, because you will throw an interception. You will cost your team a football game. And I just think that the Rams have enough on offense, and I think they'll be able to beat Tom Brady and the Bucs. And the Bucs defense, they played well last week against Philly early in the game. Philly came back towards the end and made a game out of it. Or was that really a game or just cheap points at the end? I don't know. But those are my picks, man. Like I said, that's my only upset of the weekend. A lot of people probably not going to roll with that. But I'm going to pick the Rams to upset the Bucs and send the Rams to the NFC Championship game in Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers. Boy, you think it ain't going to be cold. Matter of fact, being cold this week in Lambeau, what they call the frozen tundra, it's going to be 2 degrees at kickoff. And that's just, it might get colder before then. Whew, Lord. Niners, I hope you put a lot of Icy Hot in your bags. I think the guys put Icy Hot on their arms so they keep the arms warm up. That's what I heard. Anyway, that's going to be an interesting football game. I think it's going to be Packers-Rams. Everybody wants that rematch, Packers-Bucks. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be Packers-Rams this year in the NFC. In the AFC, like I said, I got the Titans and the Chiefs. That's going to be another very good matchup. A few more things, man. Just found out that the Jerry Jones situation with the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone's saying he needs to fire Mike McCarthy, move up the offense coordinator or the defensive coordinator to head coach. And I agree. Mike McCarthy is not a good coach, man. He's just my thoughts. Like I said, Jerry Jones, man, I think he does need to fire Mike McCarthy. Jerry Jones is an old man. When you get old, a lot of thoughts. I'm not old yet. I'm just saying, if I was old, I know a lot of thoughts be going through my mind. How much longer do I have on this earth, man? I want to win the Super Bowl. I don't have time for this guy to figure things out and figure out how to fix my team. I need my team fixed now. I'm pretty sure he's probably thinking that. You remember him crying during the preseason, talking about, you know, his legacy, this and that. Jerry Jones wants to win the Super Bowl before he tasted dirt nap that we're all going to take one day. So I guarantee you that's on his mind. People don't want to talk about that, rebuilding the team, and be patient with him. He don't have time for patience. Every time you wake up, every day, no matter how old or young you are, it's a blessing. But as you get older, those days become more of a blessing because you don't know how many more times you're going to open your eyes. A lot of people wake up dead every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones sits on the top of his brain. Anyway, that's one thought on the Cowboys. I do need to fire him and bring in another coach. Go balls to the wall for Sean Payton. That would be a great coach for them. If Jerry Jones was out of his business, let him coach a football team, he can probably get them to a Super Bowl. Not that I wanted to happen, but if I was him, that's what I'd be looking and trying to do. Frank Vogel, they're talking about firing him as the Lakers, man. This Lakers organization, great franchise over the years, they're a mess. They're bringing the oldest players they can find. Y'all remember the movie Uncle Drew when Kyrie and he brought Shaq and Reggie Miller, all those guys, he looked like old man. They came back and won the Rucker tournament. That's what they're expecting Frank Vogel to do. They're expecting Frank Vogel to put these old dudes into a championship game, and he gave him nothing to work with. Come on, man. These dudes are not that. A few years ago, they had a decent team because, you know, there was the bubble, and AD, I forgot about him. He's hurt as usual. AD was dominated because AD didn't have to play a full season. He got to rest up because of the bubble. He only played a few games and then went to the championship game. No fans, all that other stuff. This ain't that, and that ain't this. And the Lakers are struggling, and they're begging and hoping that Frank Vogel can get him there. And I think they've run out of patience with him as well. And I think he's going to be fired any minute. Now, who are they going to bring as head coach? I don't know. Maybe they're going to move up one of the assistant coaches, make him the head coach. I don't know. That being said, they're a mess. I'm not surprised. Maybe LeBron can bring some of the guys from Space Jam to help out the team. Anybody that can shoot, because we all know Russell and some of those other guys, and AD can't stay healthy. And Carmelo's old. That team just ain't gonna win no championship. Put it like that. One more thing, man. Talking about the Bucks losing in the divisional round. Bruce Arians, man. People haven't been talking about this. I saw it live during the game. One of his defensive players almost got into a fight. So Bruce Arians, who has a slightly torn Achilles, jumped out there in the heat of the moment and slapped his player in the helmet to get him off the field. Get out of the field. Hey, man, this is not back in the day. You cannot do that, especially a grown man. Bruce Arians, you can say what you want. You're a good football coach. You know, you won a Super Bowl last year, but you are not going to be slapping me on my head. I don't give a damn how many Super Bowls you win. I'm a man, you're a man. You want me to slap you? No. If you want me to come off the field yelling at me, it's one thing. Putting your hands on me is a different. I'm not going to tolerate that from any man. And I'm pretty sure that player going back, he the moment he probably didn't realize what happened. He probably made it to the film. He's like, man, this dude hit me across my head. That's not what we're doing. So, Bruce Arians, you made a mistake. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. He's pretty old school. He might not apologize, but he got fined $50,000 from the NFL. He might not apologize. That's not really not his DNA to do that. But all he been saying, he was out of line. And the NFL was right for fining him, just like they're right. And they're going to be fining Dak Prescott for applauding them fans for throwing stuff at the referees. Don't be blaming those refs because you can't be accurate. All right, y'all, those are my thoughts on all the games I broke down. The divisional round, it's going to be good stuff, man. I can't wait. I know you guys are looking forward to it. Come, like I said, check me out, man. I'm going to put the link in my bio. I want everybody to come check me out. Solo on Sports, baby. I'm out.